about the issue of being denied money as far as the assembly is concerned. Chairman, I just want to say what I found in the statements, that the latest requisitions that I had approved to the county executive was for May salaries, which I did on the 28th of May, 2021. Chairman, according to the statement, this amount has since not been used for salaries.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, as of 16th June, the amount was still in the account. And for the county assembly, I had approved 30.869 million for May 2021 salaries.
Okay.
And the salaries were duly paid round about the 14th of June 2021. Both bank accounts, Chairman, had balances, and none of them was, so to say, depleted. That is as far as I found in the bank statement, Chairman. When it comes to the budget, that's where I found a bigger problem. Chairman?
Yeah.
Do I continue?
Yes.
On the status of the budget, Chairman, I found a serious state of affairs because all the documents had been submitted out of time. And I don't know if you want us to go one by one. The annual development plan, according to section 126 of the PFM Act, is supposed to be prepared by every county in accordance with Article 2202 of the Constitution. This was submitted and approved on the 12th of September, 2021. The county budgets.
Why? It cannot be September
2021. No, this one was 2020, sorry.
Yes.
Last year. And then there was the CPROP, which is the county budget review and outlook paper, which was to be submitted by 30th of September of that year. This was approved on the 2nd of November, 2020. Again, that was out of time. Under section 123 of the PFM Act, on or before 28th of February of each year, the county treasury is supposed to submit to the county assembly a statement on the debt management strategy. Chairman, this one was not done until the 5th of May, 2021. So it was about 3 months late. Then there is the CSSP, which is the county physical strategy paper, in line with section 117 of the PFM Act 2012, subsection 1. This one, again, was to be submitted by 28th of February of 2021, but it was approved on 5th of May, 2021. The draft budget estimates, Chairman, were to be submitted by April 2021, and these are still pending as we speak. And so my office has not been able to give comments on the draft budget estimate as a result of that. So as we can see, Chairman, the submission of both the draft, the DMSP and CFSP, as outlined earlier, was made after the legal timelines of 28 February 2021. These documents were then subsequently approved on the 5th of May 2021 outside the timelines provided in the Public Finance Management Act of 2012. The County Assembly is supposed to adopt the CFSP with or without amendments within 14 days upon submission by the County Executive. There is therefore delay by the County Executive to submit these statutory documents, and as we speak, the draft budget estimates have not yet been submitted. And the timeline, as I said before, was 30th of April 2021. Chairman, I submit.
Unless any senator wants to comment.
I have a question.
A clarification, yes, Momotra.
Control of budgets. Perhaps you can make us understand. You say the county executive approved a request of 391,495,421 for May salaries on 28th of May. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And the money was credited within 3 days.
Yes, it was.
Now the county executive, about 18 days later, had not paid salaries.
That's right.
So, is it fair to say that the county executive were deliberately ensuring that salaries were not paid? Because, I mean, that is what this says. Isn't it clear that
the chair, that would appear to be the case? Yes.
Yes, and is it also correct to say on page three that the approval for the assembly requisition can only come through the county executive member of in charge of finance in the executive?
Yes, that's what now, happens through the chair.
So therefore, COB, it's fair to say that the governor denied members of the county assembly salaries deliberately. Isn't it not exactly.
What we are saying here is that once the two requisitions were separate.
Mm-hmm.
They were both forwarded by the executive.
Yes.
And they were both for May salary.
Uh-huh.
Now, whilst the assembly went ahead to pay their bit of the salaries, the executive has yet to pay the May salaries.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because there are two bank accounts.
So the bank account for the county assembly.
There are two bank accounts. The executive
was credited.
Position for both.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it was. With the bit of the salaries, which was 30.8 million.
Now, in order to understand the accusations, because we don't know and we can't tell from the bank accounts, the 391,495,421 is part of the accusations that the governor utilized this money for other things other than salaries. Are you, as control of budget from your
statement? Yes, but that one was...
No, I haven't asked the question yet.
Yes.
Are you able to ascertain from your bank accounts, because we can't, that this money, when it was released or then utilized, because as at 17th of June, it was in 393, that this money was used for the purpose that you approved it for. Are you able to tell us that as a committee?
Through the chair, this money had not been used for the purpose for which I approved it. As at the point I saw the statement.
It was used for what purpose?
Because clearly the requisition came asking for May salaries, and it was used for other things, you know.
What things, Anna?
I can list them there. I just saw suppliers, individuals. I can list what payments that I saw.
And that there's that amount that was paid for the purpose you have not utilized, 31. That will be my question.
Through the chair, the 391 has not been used for the purpose for which I approved it.
And therefore, the allegation that the governor misapplied the 391 is correct.
Yeah.
Yes, that is correct.
Thank you. I'm done, Chair.
Margaret.
Yes, the chair. Yes, Senator.
Chairman, Eva, I associate myself with what the distinguished Senator from Makueni has said and the answers given. But I want also to ask Margaret, the controller, that you released the May salaries on 28th May 2021, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The 391, 495, 412, 00. Would you be surprised, Margaret?
That's correct.
That in fact, to date, those salaries in Bungoma have not been paid. And the demonstrations have been going on, in fact, last week by the health workers of Bungoma. And today they have been picketing as well because they have not been paid despite the fact that you send them the money. So what the assembly is saying that the money has been misapplied and spent on unintended purposes and unapproved purposes is correct.
That is correct.
And even, Margaret, if you look at the dates, you said that the assembly got their money on 14th of June 2021 for salaries, right?
They paid their salaries.
Point of clarification.
They processed their salary on 14th.
On 14th of June.
Yes.
And you know that they came to the Senate to complain and protest on 2nd of June.
Yes.
So in fact, it is because they came to protest and complain to this committee that it triggered the executive to belatedly respond to their requirements.
That looks possible because of the dates.
Yes.
Yes.
And you have seen in the note to the this Senate committee by the assembly, all the things that you have said that the executive has consistently and persistently flagrantly violated the provisions of the PFM Act by not keeping to the timelines in whatever stipulation they are required to do in communication with the assembly and your office.
That's correct.
Thank you. Chairman, I have one question. Chairman.
Yeah.
Chairman. Chairman, can I ask one last question?
Yes.
Control of budget, so that we understand, because I remember. Control of budget, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Because this problem is recurrent in counties, and you recall I came to you on Makueni.
Yes.
I'm not sure whether it's a circular. Is there a certain form of understanding, legal or otherwise, as to when, for example, salaries are supposed to be released, when requisitioned for, et cetera, et cetera? Because we want to understand how, where the discretion of the executive of finance comes from, that you can get money, keep it in the account for 18 days, withdraw it and use it for a different purpose. How as a Senate who is protecting these counties, what sort of timeline are we looking at? How do we stop this impunity? Because this is impunity, there's nothing else. Thank you.
Chair.
May I ask a few questions?
Chair,
Governor, we are coming back to you. Wait a bit.
Chair,
information here, Chair. Yeah. I cannot go back and watch.
Governor.
Mr. Mayor.
Governor.
You have the control of budget is saying is not true. I think it is important, Chair, you give me an opportunity, I clarify.
I'm not going to give you an opportunity, my friend. Let's have Senator Ojiro Yako. Your time is coming. We will decide when your time comes.
Yes.
Chair.
Hello, Mr. Chair.
Let's have Ojiro Yako first.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I just want some clarification to the controller. From the controller, there are two issues that appear to be of concern here. Money is to the executive and money to the county assembly. Controller, tell us whether these are separate accounts. When a requisition is made, is it released to the executive for onward receipt to the county assembly, or they are released simultaneously to different accounts? Is that the correct position? Then two, when these releases were made, or the requisitions were made, were they made on the same date or made differently? And did the monies hit the account, both monies, at the same time or at different times, so that we understand the ones for the assembly, whether there was delay, and the ones for the executive, whether it was received in a time, but it was withheld from access by the assembly.
Thank you. Now, I need to explain that when requisitions are made.
Chair.
Pardon?
Before the control of budget goes, can I ride on that?
Yeah.
And maybe I wanted some clarification. Once the money is released, is there like to either one account or two separate accounts, which the control of budget will clarify? Is there any other process? If, for example, it's in one account of the executive, is there any other process takes place for the money to be released to the county assembly account, or is it direct? Like once they get, they can be able to spend it.
Okay, are we done then? Chair, I hope I can capture all of them. Now, first and foremost is that all requisitions made by the county assembly must be forwarded through the CEC finance, so that is through the executive. Now, we have experienced instances where the executive withholds requisitions from the county assembly and forwards their own, because of that aspect that all requisitions must go through the executive. Now, in this particular one, there was a question as to whether they were presented together. Chairman, I'm not able to say, to tell the date. I have checked the analysis I was given. I have to check the registry dates to confirm the dates when the two requisitions were received. It is available, but I don't have it right now. Now, once the requisitions are approved from my office, they go to the separate accounts. The executive have their bank accounts, and the assembly have their bank accounts.
Just a follow-up, Chair. Factually, when did the assembly receive theirs, and when did the executive receive theirs?
Just to add also,
yes, Faria.
What is the consequences of the county government not transferring money to county assembly from either controller or budget or any other body, so that we avoid a situation whereby county assemblies are stifled of their funds and everything, and they are crumbled just because of doing their oversight
from the
chair.
Yes,
been heard. What was I heard, Chair?
Be applied to salaries. suppliers. So I don't know what
Chairman, did you hear me?
The control of budget.
But Minister, did you hear me?
Yes, Maria, I heard you.
We can't hear.
The consequence is
we cannot hear
the control of budget, Chair. Okay.
Chairman,
we also have control of budget. We can't hear you. Yeah.
Chairman, I hope I've covered the various questions. I was trying to separate.
No, we didn't hear you. Your last statement.
Yes.
And we still can't hear the controller.
Yeah, the last statements were muffled. But even then, the senators were all talking, so it was also difficult to hear what you were saying.
Okay, Dr. Margaret.
Yes, Chairman.
The questions are asked is when were these monies by the council assembly and the executive received the dates? When they hit the account?
For the county assembly, the funds were received on the 8th. June 8, 2021. And for the executive, let me get just 1 second. 391 was May 27, 2021. That is the day the approvals were made from my office. And once I approve, the central bank credits the account straight away.
Okay. Chairman. Chairman. Chairman.
Yes. Yes.
The question I'm asking, if requisitions were made on the same date, why is it the timing of crediting of the account, why was it so separate? Or did the controller of budget approve them separately as well?
Separate, that's what she said.
Chairman?
Yeah?
I said I need to check the registry stamps for the dates.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I can check with my registry. It is available, but I don't have it on my desk right now. I will clarify why they were done on different days.
Okay. Now, I think now when I look at my watch and my clock and my watch is 4 minutes to 12. And we thought this meeting would be 1.5 hours or so. So I want to make an appeal that now that we have had the control of budget, we have interrogated, and I'm sure the county assembly and the county executive have also had the report, and they can also be sent the report of the control of budget. I will close the meeting and invite the two parties afresh, whether it will be physical or it will be online. The committee will decide tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes. Thank you, Chairman.
Chairman, before you go,
yeah,
I just to request a point of clarification.
Yes,
Chairman, point of order.
Let's hear the governor.
Yes, Chair. Yeah, I think it's important that you know.
Yeah.
Yes. First and foremost,
foremost, I want to appreciate this meeting, and I want to appreciate all the senators who are present. I also want to appreciate the Controller of Budget for her presentation, what she has said today. Chair, I just want to make a very clear point of clarification, because it's very important that we clarify this. I think maybe the Controller of Budget has not been given the full information that she may need for purposes of this meeting. Chair, we did request for salaries, 391 million for executive and 30.8 million shillings for county assembly. Chairman, it is important that the Controller of Budget confirms that the 391, Chairman, has not been used for anything else as at now. That money is still lying in the account of Bungoma. It has not been used for anything else. I think it's important to clarify that. Secondly, Chair, the reason we have not paid salaries, and I think it's important because somebody is saying that we have refused to pay salaries. Chairman, we submitted a second supplementary budget in May this year, I think around 17th of May this year. We submitted a second supplementary budget that was supposed to use to basically sort out all the gaps in the salary for the entire staff. Now, the county assembly has not passed that. In fact, it has not even been admitted on the floor of the county assembly of Bungoma. As a result of that, Chair, we have shortages in our salaries in the executive side. In we almost close to about
Chairman,
wait for me. I think I've been listening to you. I think it's important you also wait for me as I clarify. It's important that we clarify this position so that people don't leave this meeting thinking what people have said is the truth, because it is not the truth. So, Chair, we have not paid salaries for the executive because the second supplementary. And we cannot pay salary of that money.
Senator, don't open the debate.
Okay, never. Because you know what is puzzling me is that if the Bungoma County did not bust the budget, then why was the money that whoever that the budget was
now you
the
now why were they not paid now as the other Faria, one? Faria, you are opening the debate.
Yes.
We are closing the presentation by the control of budget.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chairman.
When we hear the county assembly and then we hear the governor.
Thank you, Chair.
Yes. And that is the ruling from the chair.
Thank you, Chairman.
We can do our online count first, Chair. AOB.
Yes.
We can do AOB as the.
Why is Senator Mtula laughing, Chair? Is it that I'm not supposed to talk?
Okay, guys, this is Ikwekwe Live, and tumekuwa pale in Senate. Hiyo ni wangamati alikuwa anakuwa grilled. Okay, actually, it was the presentation by the control of budget. Mesikia akisema kuwa governor alimisuse pesa. Governor ame come out very strongly, akidefend your position, akisema kuwa that is a lie, that's not true, blah, 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 vitu kama hiyo. So, guys, mutajisikizia wenyewe na munajua vile kunaenda. So, this is Ikwekwe Live. Kama kawaida, wenu, edusimiyo. Live from the Senate.